My work with Solomon Northup's story began over 7 decades ago and has continued over a long lifetime. My connection to the book began accidentally. On a hot summer day, Mama, my younger siblings, and I were riding home with Dad in his long flatbed truck. Dad intended to drop us off and continue farther south some miles to discuss business with Mr. Sam Hayes, whose family owned a considerable plantation. As Mama stepped from the cab, she asked, "Why don't you take Sue along with you?" That's how I found myself beside Dad happily riding to Oak Hall Plantation. Once there, Mr. Hayes invited me in with plans to give me a book while they tended to their business. Oh, glory be! Mr. Hayes reached up on the bookshelves in the family library and handed me the rare, dusty copy of the original edition of 12 Years a Slave. I began reading the old book as rapidly as I could, becoming more and more excited with every page. I recognized local place names like Cheneyville, where our mail was delivered, rural delivery, LeCount, where I attended school, and Bayou Bœuf, all of which delighted me. The names of families well known in the area, the Tanner families, the Fords, the McCoys, and others, kept me making mental notes to inquire later from these families about the Northup story. I couldn't finish the book before Dad was ready to go home. This meant giving up the book, and the disappointment must have shown in my face. I searched for a copy of my own in stores and libraries, but one was nowhere to be found. Then one day, when attending Louisiana State University in 1936, I found the book at Otto Clater's bookstore. I asked Mr. Clater, known as the authority on rare books, the price, with trepidation. "What do you want that for?" he asked. "There ain't nothing to that old book, pure fiction. You can have it for 25 cents." I have spent the last 70 years proving him wrong.